Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, continues this Sunday following the latest 30 for 30 Lance as it continues with part two. Immediately after the show airs, listen to the wrap-up podcast as Jalen and Jacoby are joined by the film's director, Marina Zenovich, who shares a behind-the-scenes look into the making of the documentary. Subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Dana White expected to join us here in just a minute. Here's your SportsCenter update. The English Premier League, returning June 17th, is hoping to conclude the season in time to allow the FA Cup final to take place on August 1st. Italy's top soccer league, Serie A, will return June 20th. Spain's top league, La Liga, will restart on June 11th. And finally, Labna Asol. I don't know what I said there. A journalist for Al Hayat TV fled the studio in the middle of an interview when a monkey brought to the set by actor Ibrahim El Saman started attacking her leg. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter all throughout the day. And SportsCenter was brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream is non-greasy, deep penetrating, and it's odor free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream.
So we are endeavoring to locate Dana White. UFC Fight Night this Saturday features Woodley and Burns. And I'm just genuinely curious about how Dana White's business runs, because as I was mentioning last segment, I mean, I would make the argument that for his business, he has been the best commissioner in the history of sports for the making of money. But Dana joins us now, and again, UFC Fight Night this Saturday features Woodley and Burns. I wanted to talk to you, and thank you for joining us, about the business as you fight with Bones Jones over money and say that we're not going to get that heavyweight fight that we want. And you fight with a lot of your champions about money. So can we talk some money with you, Dana, as we promote this fight?
Sure. Yeah. Money is always an issue in all of sports. You know, the difference is that when these guys go off and start saying things publicly, you know, we don't go crazy and whatever. They all can, have their opinions and voice them however and whenever they want.
But what do you say to people like me who say your fighters aren't paid enough?
What the hell do you know? That's what I say to you. You don't know anything about the business. You like the yap. You don't know anything about the business, and that's just your style. I just say, you know, this guy doesn't know anything, so...
I don't know anything about the business, but I do know that other sports make their pay public. Even boxing does that, and boxing's the dirtiest.
Yeah, well, too bad. Well, I don't. Listen, every fighter that fights for me has the opportunity to go out and say what they make. They can say it publicly. John Jones isn't telling you what he made in his last four fights. I bet you wouldn't say that if you knew what he made. You definitely wouldn't say it if you knew what Conor McGregor made. You definitely wouldn't say it if you know what Habib made. And these women, the women that fight for us, are paid just like the men. So listen, if you want to make an uneducated, very, uneducated remark like that, then knock yourself out.
But couldn't you educate me by just telling us what the money is?
No, because I don't want – it's none of your business. If it was your business and if they wanted people to know, they would say it themselves. It's not like they're locked down on some kind of contractual thing where they can't talk about their money. They can all talk about their money. None of them want to talk about their money publicly because they don't want people knowing what they make.
Why don't the fighters?
That's their prerogative. And all other sports do a lot of things that I don't do. I'm going right now in the middle of the pandemic. I did 3 fights in the last week. Other sports aren't doing that either. I don't do what other sports do. I run my business the way that I want to.
Do you think that you could if there was a union for the fighters in your sport? Do you think you could have been?
That's up to them too. That's not up to me. That's up to them. If the fighters wanted to create a union, that's up to them. They don't want a union. Just like they don't want to talk about their money publicly.
Why don't the fighters want a union? Why don't they have a union?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask them that.
How would you feel about unionization?
Well, listen, personally, I deal with a lot. When we go into venues, I deal with a lot of union guys. Not much gets done when there's a union. But that's just my personal opinion.
How much
None of that stuff matters to me, Dan. None of that stuff matters to me. It doesn't matter to me. You know, listen, I've been 20 years ago, me and the Fertittas bought this business. We've been building it over the last 20 years. After the sale, you know, Ari and those guys wanted me to stay on and continue to run the business. I love this sport. I love what we do. So I'm here, you know, continuing to do what we do. We've made a lot of people rich, made a lot of multi-millionaires. I'm in this public feud with John Jones, like you just mentioned. Where can a guy mess up as much as John Jones has and continue to work and continue to make millions and millions of dollars? Not too many places.
UFC Fight Night this Saturday. It's Woodley and Burns. UFC 250 is June 6th, ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Dana White does not mind a fight. He is very good as a promoter for his sport. And as I said, commissioners do not make for their businesses the money that he has made for his business out of nowhere, literally in an alley once upon a time signing a contract. Did Cejudo retire because he wasn't paid enough?
Cejudo's been talking about retirement for a while. And, you know, the minute you get and if Cejudo wants to let people know what he made in his last fight, he's more than welcome. I'm giving him an open invitation right now in a weight division that people haven't cared about. Everybody complains about Cejudo. He's the king of cringe and all this other stuff. Ask Cejudo what he made in his last fight. I think you'd be shocked at what he made, but he's not telling people what he made. So it's not about money. This guy, I should rephrase that. It's always about money. But that guy's had a lot. He doesn't like cutting weight anymore. The guy's been a competitive athlete for most of his life, and now he's made the money. So if you think Cejudo hasn't made any money, he's just going to retire and do what? What's he going to do? Is he going to go get a job at a supermarket? Is he going to go? What's he going to do? The guy has enough money to retire.
UFC Fight Night this Saturday. Again, it's Woodley and Burns. UFC 250 is June 6th on ESPN Plus. What the hell with Masvidal, man? Like, why can't we watch him fight? Who are you going to put him with?
Oh, we will. You know, we're just coming out of this pandemic right now. A lot of these guys haven't been able to train properly. And what you're starting to see happen right now with my business is you have all these guys who compete and girls who compete 3 times a year. They've been locked up. They haven't been able to train. Everybody's starting to lose their mind on social media. I got 2 fights coming up and we are back on schedule and I can get all these guys work again and get everybody off social media.
Is your Reebok uniform deal coming to an end? Are you gonna make a new deal with a new sponsor?
It is. It comes up. I think it comes up the end of this year. And we're talking to people now.
Are fighters going to be able to have sponsors in the cage again, or just you guys?
The fighters get paid. The fighters get paid for whatever sponsors we have. They get a piece of that, and they can have whatever sponsors they want outside the cage.
Who do you want to see fight, Dana? Like, who do you really want to see fight? The fight you want to put together is blank.
Well, what I'm excited about is I want to see what's going to happen between Justin Gaethje and Khabib. I want to see that fight. I want to see how that plays out. And then I'm excited for Conor to fight the winner.
And that's finalized? Like, that's Conor's next fight?
No, that's not guaranteed. But that's, if everything plays out the way that it should, that's what I'd like to see. You asked me, what would I like to see? That's what I just told you, what I would like to see. That doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
How much do you think Bones Jones has caused you? Because I don't understand how you recover from things like this with all the stuff that has happened to sort of nuke some of your pay-per-view fights. Like, how do you put a dollar sign on that? And does that have anything to do with why you're fighting him over dollars where you are?
Yeah, no, you can't. And John Jones is one of the fascinating thing about John Jones. There's many things that are fascinating about John Jones, but I consider John Jones the GOAT. I don't even think it's a debate. I don't even think there's a debate. The guy is the greatest of all time. And regardless of what you think about his last two fights, he didn't win the fight. He lost the fight. The three people that matter, the judges, gave him the fight in his last two fights. And the guy hasn't been beat. He's fought all the best in the world, despite the damage he's done to himself outside of the octagon. The thing is, you look at what he could have been. You know, he could have been the LeBron James of this sport. He could have been the Michael Jordan of this sport and could have made God knows how much money. That guy could have a Nike deal outside of, you know, and if you look at all the big sponsors that take the big athletes, the LeBrons, the Jordans, the list goes on and on. He could have been that guy. And I think that he's at a point in his career now, he's looking at guys like Conor and Khabib. And he's like, well, why don't I have what these guys have? You know, he doesn't want to accept responsibility for the things that have happened in the past. You know, the guy lost Nike and Gatorade. Those were both two of his sponsors. So what could have been is fascinating with John Jones.
How much do
guy,
you
think? Let me put it to you this way, though, Dan. The guy makes millions of dollars. He's very rich. And when these guys get pissed off and they're not happy about this and that, they have the ability to retire. I mean, realistically, honestly, right now, maybe you could, but could you retire right now and say, you know what, I'd never have to worry about it ever again? You know what
yes.
I mean?
Well,
not a lot of people are in that position.
What?
My guys can do that.
How much do you think Bones Jones should get paid? Let me pin you down here, Dana. One straight money answer, even though it's not my business, it's your business. How much do you think Bones Jones should be paid for an Ngannou fight in the heavyweight division?
It's John Jones' business. It's his business. If John Jones wants to come out and talk about how much money he's made in his last four fights, that's John Jones' business. I got no problem. I would tell you right now on this call how much John Jones made in his last four fights, despite being arrested how many times and all the things that have gone on with John Jones. But that's not my business. It's his. And the answer to the question, so when John Jones did this new deal that he's under right now, going up to the heavyweight division was factored in, right? But even if John Jones came back and said, you know what, I know we factored this in, but I want this fight and I really want to do this, can we bump my money up? We would still say yes, but not at the number that John Jones is asking for. That's not going to happen.
UFC.
And John Jones gets a piece of pay-per-view. John Jones is a partner in the pay-per-view. So if he believes that fight with Francis Ngannou is that big, the amount of money he can make is unlimited. It's an unlimited amount of money based on pay-per-view. You know, and guys like Conor McGregor and Khabib and many people before them, the Ronda Rouseys and the really, really big superstars, you know, they know the answer to that question.
UFC Fight Night this Saturday features Tyron Woodley taking on Gilbert Burns, and UFC 250 is June 6th on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Dana White with us here on ESPN Radio. Dana, I got to tell you, first off, you're doing a fine job. I think you're awesome. Secondly, I'm wondering, the fight I want to see is Dana versus Dan. Have you experienced it the same way, Dana? Has Dan been at an all-time annoyance level today or what? I mean, geez.
He's been annoying since birth. Yeah, this is nothing new with Lebatard. He's been annoying since birth.
I would like to fight you, though. What do you think how do you think that would end up going, you and me? Can we do that for charity? Can we raise a bunch of money for charity?
Absolutely. It ends very badly for you. Very badly. Okay. Right. That I promise.
Only because you'd bring that meathead glazer with you. That's the only reason.
Yeah. You physical specimen. This ends very badly for you.
No, I've got about 80 pounds on you, White. Yeah, about 80 pounds.
And your weight fluctuates
like I've seen it.
It's not a good 80 pounds either.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you are also a weight fluctuator, so I don't know what kind of shape you're in, but what I'm telling you is I'm going to get in shape. Let's raise some money for charity. Quit. Give me a straight answer. Are you and I going to fight for an enormous amount of money?
Hell yes. I'm in. Make it happen. I'm in.
I got Dana.
Thank you, Scott. It's immediately going to the other side. Dana, thank you for being on with us. Get out of here.
Pleasure. Bye, guys.
See ya. Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip-sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Giveback, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes posted every week wherever you get your podcast. That UFC Fight Night preview with Dana White was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music, videos, and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive.
So I'm curious, Stu Gotts, because it's not surprising at all that you would, as you're always saying, you have my back, jump at the first chance to go to the other side. Nothing surprising about that in the middle of that exchange, because you just want to be on the – you're actually going to come in with Dana White, right? You're not even going to be in my corner headed to the octagon. You're gonna be in the other camp because of how quickly you went to the other side on this?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know I'm an experienced corner man. I'm Masvidal's corner man. I'm his trainer. And so I just figured, I'm going to go with Dana because it's
you are not his trainer.
What?
You are not his trainer.
Well, listen, in my mind, I am. And if you'll allow me to have that, I'd appreciate it. Okay? I mean, it's, just let me have that thought for a second. So, I'm going to go in with Dana, but it's all part of the master plan. And the master plan is I butter up to Dana. Listen, I'll be rooting for you behind the scenes, just between me and you, okay? And I could train you off on the side if you need it. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to get in the octagon with Masvidal for when he fights McGregor. I need to be the corner man. And so I figure if I butter up and, saddle next to Dana, I'll have more access to Masvidal, and Dana will be more inclined, more prone to say okay to it,
Before we get into deconstructing the conversation that he and I had, because I think those are fair questions to ask him about his business model, and you just heard in the confidence that that guy always exhibits, Stugatz. You just heard him say, bleep off, I'll do the business my way. I don't need to be questioned on this. This is how I pay my fighters, and I don't much care what anybody thinks about it. Like, that is what it is to be all-powerful. That is what it is to have the confidence of you make all of the decisions. And so much so that questions of any kind, he doesn't have to answer them. That's why he rips the New York Times reporter, Kevin Draper. He doesn't have to answer difficult questions because he's all-powerful. And in being all-powerful, what ends up happening is he makes a ton of money for the people that he works for, but also picks and chooses how he pays fighters who, by any measure, objectively, are vastly underpaid by the model everywhere else in sports. Everywhere else in sports.
But I thought Dana made a good point, because the union is important, right? That's up to them. That's up to the fighters to create a union that is strong enough to combat Dana White. And the fighters have not done that yet.
I mean, he's going to destroy you. Can we we need to stay at the fact that he just agreed to fight you. He wouldn't even give anybody that sort of content if he didn't mean it. I'd be scared about his confidence and how quickly he said yes to that. A head-to-head matchup between Dan Le Batard and Dana White, I got him at minus 180, and that's just the weight discrepancy.
Do you think how much money would I have to get raised for it to agree to it? Like, how much money for charity would I have to raise for you guys to think it to be worth my time to do something like that and possibly take a real legitimate ass kicking?
I mean, listen, technically you've already agreed to it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, don't worry. Friend. We got the marketing machine of the UFC and ESPN behind us. We'll get
Well, no,
the
no, wait
money.
A minute. He's very good at business. We can't agree to terms with a guy. I'm asking all these questions about his inability to do business fairly with his people without knowing what the amount of money is. Why is Chris Cody moonwalking?
That's not how this works. You have the fight to raise the money. Like, we can have a goal and to get messaging out.
No, it's
there.
Not a goal to raise money. He's got to contribute part of the money for the
right to fight me.
Oh,
look at you. You're ducking Dana.
No, I'll match his funds.
Yeah, and Chris was not moonwalking. He was mimicking you.
What's that word? Yeah. What's
Mimic.
That word?
Yeah. Yeah. Mimicking. He was mimicking you backpedaling, because that's what you're doing right now. It wasn't a moonwalk. That was Le Batard backpedaling. You're fighting him.
Yeah, you want Dana White to pay money to beat you up? Is that how this works? Or why don't we just have the public raise the money to watch Dana beat you up?
I want to figure out what my purse is. You guys are asking me.
You better load that purse up with bricks. You're going to need all the help you can get.
More sports next.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Long before Roy Halladay's untimely death in 2017, Hall of Fame Blue Jays and Phillies pitcher had scores of remarkable moments that punctuated his baseball life. Not least among them, a perfect moment from 10 years ago today. 5 months later, in the National League Divisional Series against the Reds, Halladay became only the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history to throw a postseason no-hitter. E60, Imperfect, premieres tonight. That was premieres, that's what I tried to say, at 7 Eastern on ESPN. Here's your SportsCenter update. The English Premier League, returning June 17th, is hoping to conclude the season in time to follow the FA Cup final to take place on August 1st. Italy's top soccer league, Serie A, will return June 20th. Spain's top league, La Liga, will restart on June 11th. Soccer is back. And finally, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins in the Southern League, have listed their ballpark, Admiral Fetterman Field, an Airbnb. The team said the $1,500 per night stays can accommodate up to 10 guests for the most intimate behind-the-scenes ballpark experience in history. The guests will receive full access to the field during their stays with a full batting practice setup included in the package. I love that. And for all the latest headlines and information, tune the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Owners getting creative, trying to get some money there, Dan.
Mike Ryan is burying me during the break with laughter. You know, he was asking questions about Fight Island with me against Dana White, and I'm like, Fat Island, and he's like, it should be Thousand Island. So I need to tell the audience, as I've told you guys before, the last time I fought was 3 decades ago, and my fighting career ended because, as I told you guys the story, I'm squared up on a dude in Coconut Grove. It's at the tavern, okay? At that dump of a place in Coconut Grove.
R.I.P.
It's not there anymore.
Nah, man, it had its send off before everything happened.
I'll fight over a woman, and what ended up happening is because I had been in some fights before that, but was no fighter, but hadn't actually lost a fight, so I wasn't too afraid.
You came in undefeated.
Well, I came in unafraid to fight and didn't fight that often, but fought enough to get into trouble. And so I'm squared up on this guy ready to fight, and I have the thought as I'm looking at him, I'm like, oh, he's not scared either. And my next thought was, oh, wait a minute. I just admitted I'm scared. And then what ends up happening is I've got a car, honking at me as I'm sitting in the street. I've lost a shoe and my shirt has been pulled over my head and my ear is bleeding because I was the guy on the wrong end of that viral video, last week, with the jeans and the chain who was bald and shirtless, ready for a fight. And he didn't realize that he was going up against lanky Jeff Goldblum, who was going to roundhouse kick him I had no chance. And so are you guys under the impression that I think I would win that fight? What I'd be doing is going in and taking a beating symbolically. Dana White says the media is weak and wimpy. He crushes all media members who dare to question him by saying, I don't care what those nerds think. So here comes the heavyweight champ of those nerds, the heavyweight nerd of the nerds. And I have no chance. So basically what we'd be doing, Mike is sitting here saying, Dan, are you going to train for this and try? And I'm like, Mike, I don't have any chance at actually doing anything other than taking a beating for charity.
Yeah, you shouldn't even train for this because I know what you're going to do. I'm like, I got to get my body looking good at least because there's that part of this whole shame because I can't go in there wearing like a wrestling singlet like Andre the Giant to protect the world from seeing what lies beneath. So you're going to want to train for this, and then you're going to start working up the courage to think, oh, okay, well, let me work on my guard. Let me learn how to check a kick and do all that stuff. Don't waste your time. Just go in there, get this beating, let's raise some money and get all the great attention that comes with it.
I am with Mike. Again, I'll train you if you need it, but I'm with Mike. Go in there. I mean, just take your beating. Take it quickly. Take a dive if you have to. Yeah. Raise some money. But go in there, Dan. Go in there knowing you have a puncher's chance.
Well,
I mean, go in there.
Yeah, and find that guy that Dominic Cruz accused of being drunk and smoking cigarettes all the time. You don't want Herb Dean in there because he might let this be a show for a little bit, all right?
I can't just take a dive, Stugatz. If it raises a legitimate amount of money for charity, I can't just go in there and tap out as soon as they ring the bell.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you raise money. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
No tapping. Wait a minute. Well, what if he asks?
Because we're going to raise. I guarantee you we are going to raise north of $10 million.
You say no tapping. So you mean I should allow him, for example, if he gets me in a chokehold, to complete the chokehold?
You slip away.
Yeah, you slip away. Let's hope that happens. Let the
referee in charge make the decision. Yeah, you can't punk us like that, man. You're already in the ring with Dana White. You can't be tapping immediately the second
Can I be the ref?
Break your arm.
I don't know if he actually knows mixed martial arts. Wasn't he an aerobics instructor a long time ago? Do I have this wrong? I might have my facts wrong on this, but I think he came up before he became a boxing trainer as an aerobics instructor. Stugatz is wincing right now. I don't know if that's factual what it is I'm saying, but I've got to talk the game leading up to the fight. That's the whole game. One of the things that is built to support.
That is your primary fighting discipline.
He's a promoter. Right. All I'm going to do is talk the whole time and then immediately tap.
tap. No, no tapping. No, he needs to land. We're talking about $10 million here, Dana.
No,
he needs
to
land.
Listen to me. This is going to be faster than the Masvidal fight. Like, this is going
to
be.
I love you trying to lull him to sleep by talking.
I wonder if you just, has anyone ever curled up immediately just like in a defensive stance as soon as they ring the bell? Man, it's just going to be, imagine the walk out, the fact that someone's going to check you for foreign objects. You're going to do that little prance around the octagon, working up courage, and he is going to destroy you. This is so worth it. It might main event. Honestly, it's going to main event a fight night. This is incredible. I'm so happy you agreed to do this. I feel bad for Valerie, obviously, your face. There's going to be harm done to you that you're going to be paying for years down the line. Also, you can retire now.
Yes, I can.
What?
I can. More sports next.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, if you want to vote on the polls. Dugatz, I want to get to those in a second. We are putting away the club song because we are tired of it. We are all crawling through a pandemic, trying to get back to the show we used to be, and we did today. Unfortunately, it ends with me taking an ass-kicking from Dana White. I don't know how to back out of this, and I don't know how to it is good for the show. I can't dispute that. If I were to go through with it, I just don't think it's great for me.
It's great for the show, and you need to stay here, and you need to bring the fight to Dana White, at least in the public eye, because it's not the first time Dana White has agreed to fight somebody or challenged to fight somebody. I'm still waiting for him to fight Oscar De La Hoya and Tito Ortiz. This is something that if you wait this out and you keep publicly challenging him, the fight just never happens. Not unlike Habib Ferguson. He can never make this match. So you might be able to get him in terms of public opinion by scaring him away.
Dana has agreed to do, like, you know, charity fights before. But in this case, I think he's serious. Like, he wants you. He wants to fight you. And he wants to beat you badly, man. He really does. I mean, yeah,
he's going to become an avatar for, like, the media. And that is Dana's greatest rival.
Yeah.
Problematic for me, we can all agree, though.
Oh, yeah, you're getting your ass kicked. Yeah, it's going to be bad. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Stugatz, what are you chanting about? Chris Cody is shaking his fists like a child, like a toddler of some sort. Why are you shaking your fists? Are you chanting something?
I'm just saying thank you, Dan, for doing this for the media, being the face of the media. A lot of media members would probably wish that they could fight Dana White. You are representing them, and we say for that, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
But I'm going to represent them poorly.
The best we got. I mean,
no, you're not the best we've got. Jay Glazer is the best we've got.
Yeah, but he likes Jay. And I think everybody likes Jay. Nobody likes you.
Speaking of the way to be liked, Stugatz, I love that what has happened here after ESPN capitalizes on Michael Jordan 10-part series, then the next thing you hear is Tom Brady coming with just as large a series. MLB Network today, I think, started at 6 a.m., 64 consecutive hours of Derek Jeter programming, 13 signature games,
and 13
signature games. And what I was going to say to you is it's amazing that we've arrived in 2020 during a pandemic, so starved for content that all we're doing is that we're mythologizing the three specific guys who never said anything in front of a microphone that was interesting, and their excellence spoke for them. And the three of them are the only ones we're featuring because this is a time when we're desperate for sports. So let's remember these three specific guys, these
say nothings, these three stars of sport that we have built an entire empire around, and you fell on your back because one of them tickled you for 7 minutes, seven mediocre minutes. Like, these are the three guys we're going to celebrate in 2020 because we can't celebrate the mythology enough.
Well, we're sprinkling a little Lance Armstrong every now and then. I mean, but you're right. Your larger point is right. These are long docuseries or features on guys who have never said a word.
We're not sprinkling in a Lance Armstrong every once in a while. What we're doing is, here's some cheater. Here's Roy Halladay. Here's somebody who died on drugs. And here are the three great ones that we always made perfect because they were without flaw. Like, no.
One of them told lies during his documentary.
One of them wouldn't give the NFL his phone.
Although I believe his reasons for that. I mean, everything leaks out of there. How many PEDs are you going to do? You've always threatened to do HGH. This is a perfect opportunity.
At Levitard Show on Twitter, what are the polls saying, Stugatz?
Can you imagine if this fight gets nuked because Dan's cheating?
That would be great.
Well, what I'm actually thinking about doing is just talking the entire way up to the fight, like just bluster and mayhem and threatening him and actually escalating the tensions, and then go Bones Jones on a bender where not even Disney can find me because I'm like being arrested on the side of the road for some public scandal with a rifle and a tequila bottle. Yes, Billy, what do you have here?
This is a good opportunity for you to be a martyr. Now, you'd have to die, but you could be a martyr in this fight, Dan.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate those being the only words you've spoken on today's show.
Yes. That is a silver lining if you die.
Honestly, Billy, I miss talking to you. One of the reasons the show has not been as good during the 10 weeks of the pandemic, despite all the degree of difficulties that I can add to this list, is I haven't been able to really talk to you guys. I miss talking to you guys. They say we might be able to get back into the studio in a couple of weeks, and who knows what the hell's going to happen with that. But I know, like everyone here knows, that this is not the way to do this particular radio show. At Levitard Show, go ahead and read some of these polls, Stugatz.
All right, I'm going to clean up the last one from yesterday because we never got to it, and I think it's a good question. Does Marty Smith sound like a war hero writing a long-lost love letter when talking about NASCAR? 95% of the audience said yes.
That was weird, wasn't it, Stugatz? It sounded like Dan was already making peace with everybody.
I'm saying goodbyes. I'm saying my goodbyes.
Say hello. Two hits, Dan. I can't wait to see this fight. Again, if you need any training help, just let me know. Do you miss the wedge? What a great question.
Stugatz, honest to God, you were infuriating the first segment of today's show. Just
where's your dog?
Simply,
I don't know. Finny! Mike, I haven't heard from him in an hour. Do you miss the wedge? 61% of the audience, they said yes. Do you know the origin of why things get put on tables when they are tabled? 91% of the audience said no. I'm still not certain we have an answer on that. Can it be a head of hair when it's bald? Michael Jordan was number one head of hairs on my top 10 hair list. 85% of the audience said no. 85% of the audience is wrong. Finally, do you know who Ted McGinley is? Dan, this will make you sad. 67% of our audience does not know who Ted McGinley is.
I've got to be honest with you, Stugatz. This is an honest truth. I was just being a good teammate. I have no idea who Ted McGinley is.
What?
Yeah, who is that? I don't know who that is.
Stan Gabriel, Revenge of the Nerds, quarterback, classic movie. He was in Happy Days.
I don't know who you. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. We really petered out here. Yeah.